The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is the Good Day program. Monday, the 25th of April. Do you believe a week from today will be the 1st of May? We can say that's a poem. Let's see if we can all do this in unison. Everybody say this together. A week from today will be the 1st of May. Nobody's saying it with
me. I refuse.
What's the unth of... Yeah, a week from
exactly.
Today will be the unth... The what of May?
The unth of May. The unth. Unth is a way of saying the first of May.
In what language?
She's not too... in my language. Oh. The language of Doug.
I'm still learning.
Dudleyville, that's how they say it. Victoria.
Dudleyville, yes. No, Dudley World.
Right.
It's 7 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, gaining control over your mind one thought at a time. So we can go back over this past week, always looking at the top 10 talk topics of the weekend, which one was most important to you. I think when we went through this, I asked you which one you thought was most important, Victoria, on Friday, of the top 10, the presidential race, the flooding in Houston, what the Russians are doing, the $20 bill changes, the Flint water situation, the bathroom gender controversy, Earth Day, the Supreme Court amnesty case, Obamacare, and Prince's death. What was it that you thought was number one?
I chose Prince's death as number one.
Well, you were with the people on top of the heap because 17% said Prince's death was the most important event of the week for them. Richie, what about you?
Absolutely, Prince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the most important overall? Maybe not.
It depends on your point of view.
But relevant to me? Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's the whole point of the question. What is most relevant to you, Y-O-U? Not justifying what the rest of the world thought or what the survey
is.
It's
a big part of my life.
Yeah, of course it is. All right. So then other results here. Very interesting. The most activity we had on social media, especially Facebook over the weekend, was about Prince and the Harriet Tubman choice for the $20 bill.
That's a big story, too.
Yeah, I don't know why, frankly. I really don't, because, it leaves me nonplussed, as they say. I don't really, she didn't mean anything to me, and this is a personal item. I think there are many more women who are much stronger and better and contribute a lot more to where America is today than her. But that's, it's not me who made the choice.
Like, yeah, who would you nominate?
Who would you like to see?
I would say that the person who brought in women's the right to vote, Harriet, was it Harriet? What was her name now? You asked me, Sanger. But no. Who was it?
I'm thinking of
the woman. 1929 is when women got the right to vote. I think that was far more important than anything Harriet Tubman did. That's just
but
my
that
own.
Didn't apply to black women. That was just white women.
Well, it applied to getting women to vote. Harriet Tubman didn't have anything to do with black women getting to vote. It was a different sort of thing. All I'm saying is, you asked, and I'm telling you that I don't think Harriet Tubman was as important as some others. But I didn't make the judgment. The judgment was made by politicians in Washington who were speaking to another cause, another case, if you will. I'm not offended by it. It doesn't bother me. I just don't care. And that's all. that's why I didn't register on my hit parade. What did register was the passing of Prince, for sure. The bathroom, the Flint water crisis actually is something that really stokes me. And now I would tell you, if we were starting all over again, what appeared on 60 Minutes last night. I haven't watched 60 Minutes for a long time with any degree of dedication, but we have dinner about that time on Sunday night, and before Madam Secretary, we sit down and watch 60 Minutes. And so Meredith was making dinner. And I had done what I could do to help. So I sat down. She said, watch this. And this was the story of David Jolly, who is a third-term congressman from Florida, who has gone on the record and introduced legislation to completely dismember the political fundraising process as it exists. If you didn't see this, Victoria, you probably should go to the CBS website or anybody.
I'm reading it right now, yeah. I don't watch 60 Minutes, but yeah.
Now, this was really, this was very powerful stuff because you see, excuse me, down to the core, how corrupt the system is and how the political bosses on the Democratic side, the Republican side, do the same thing. They have call centers, for God's sakes, in the DNC and the RNC headquarters in Washington, where these congressmen go 10 at a time to get on the phone to dial for dollars. And they spend 4 hours a day trying to raise. Instead of working for you and me, the average, there was something that was printing the Huffington Post a while back, which showed basically in print how congressmen spend their time. And so Jolly gave that page to the reporter from 60 Minutes, and then he pretended, presented the information that backed up all of those various points. And when you see how the money has been corrupting the system, we've all been saying it, we all suspected it, we all think that's one of the reasons that Trump and Sanders are doing as well as they are, because the system was corrupted by the Citizens United vote on the Supreme Court in 2010, and then the subsequent voting the Supreme Court did on the same issue, allowing money from Congress, from big corporations, from anybody, for PACs, anything. Spend the money you want.
That's the Citizens United thing. This is calling individuals.
No,
like
not
a telemarketer.
Citizens, yeah. Well, that's what it is. But the Citizens United thing.
Corporations.
Well, but then the next Supreme Court ruling allowed them to set up PACs, and they don't have to identify who it is that put the money into the PAC. Just buy whatever you want and spend whatever you want. You know, tell people anything you want.
I'd heard about these call center booths in the DNC and the RNC, but I think that I always thought, okay, when they have an election that's a year or six months out, that's when they start doing it. But I didn't realize that every single day, from day one, the day you start office after being elected, you spend 4 hours of your day dialing for dollars.
John Oliver did a story on this a couple weeks ago with a senator or a congressman from Long Island who's actually just quitting because he said it's demoralizing.
He's one of the people signing on to this bill.
He said it's demoralizing. It's the most embarrassing part of his job. I mean, it made my skin cringe watching him describe what this process is. And it's just, you sit in this blank cubicle room dialing random people and you have to listen to what they have to say. It just sounded terrible and a waste of time.
Imagine listening to your constituents complain about what's going on. But these are the only people you call are the ones who have money, who will give some. You won't be talking to the guy.
Right.
They have a list with hot leads on them, people who have given money before, and then you're just hitting those hot leads.
Yeah. All right. By the way, speaking of money and so forth, do you believe, I think there's something to this, Sanders has been saying over the weekend, as a matter of fact, he said it on Meet the Press yesterday, that he lost some of the past primary contest to Hillary Clinton because poor people don't vote. They can't get out to vote. He said, that's a fact. Sad reality of American politics. When asked why Clinton had beaten him in 16 of the 17 states so far, the highest levels of income inequality, those states that have the highest level of the rich versus the poor, he says one weakness of his voter turnout operation is getting lower income people to go to the polls. Interesting that Obama was able to do it.
Nah, they're voting for her, just not him.
Is he saying that they don't have cars?
Yeah.
They don't have transportation?
He's saying that poor people don't vote.
For Bernie Sanders is non-existent. She's got like 93% of the black vote when it comes to Democrats. And he just does really, really poorly. And with the exception of millennials and up to 32, 3, 4, 5, he doesn't have anybody. It's over after that.
He has a lot, but it's all in that group. He does not have a broad spectrum of support,
right,
which is different from Trump, because Trump does have a broad spectrum of support, not necessarily with people who have high intellectual capacity, but
like a Trump supporter.
I'm not. I just am telling you that. Yeah. That's,
no, I agree with Doug completely. I just think it's hilarious the way that was phrased. It's perfect.
People who are just fed up.
And it's because of the stuff that you learned from the 60 Minutes piece last night.
Yeah.
This is the time. I said, we were sitting on the couch eating dinner. I said to Meredith, this is the kind of reporting that ought to be going. The investigative people that really get into not why is your car wash not working properly, which is the local IT team. Where's the water go from the car wash? I don't care where the water goes from the car wash. It actually gets recycled if you really want to know. But I want to know, what are you doing about the crooks that are all that have invaded, like infested the political system? And that's really what the David Jolly interview on 60 Minutes last night showed. Opened it up like a can of worms. Opened
Bravo
it right
to him.
Up. Absolutely. Yep. Good thing. All right, let's talk about how well you rested over the weekend, how well you rested last night. If you struggled last night, you couldn't get to sleep, you tossed and you turned.
Me
too.
Richie, where's your My Pillow? Victoria, where's your
I need to order one.
Yeah.
The pillow is the most important part. If I don't get myself situated well, depending on how what the position is, whether I'm sleeping by myself or not, it's kind of my back will bother me when I wake up a little bit. All of us have our little idiosyncrasies when it comes to our body and how it needs to be supported. My pillow will support you no matter what kind of a sleeper you are. You get a couple of these, sometimes it's good to place them not only under your head, but around your back, or maybe you put your legs around, that kind of stuff. All different ways that we have to sleep. But the reason My Pillow is so perfect is because it is it's a pillow, first of all, made in America. The stuff that's in the pillow, literally the stuffing of the pillow, it doesn't get hot, it doesn't get wet, it'll stay as supportive as possible. It doesn't flatten out. And the thing that also makes it appealing for me is it's made here in our country. You'll sleep better every single night. Here's a special offer from MyPillow. It's a phone call to 800-874-8985. 800-874-8985. Use the code DS and you get a free pillow. You order one MyPillow at that number, 800-874-8985, to get a super night's sleep. And you get another one free using the promo code DS. 800-874-8985. 60-day satisfaction guarantee, 10-year warranty. Wash it, dry it, use it, you'll love it. 800-874-8985, promo code DS.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You're invited to the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. Join us for this exclusive event featuring our best prices of the season. Jared has carefully curated an amazing selection to help you find the one ideal gift for her. Don't miss the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. The one gift she's sure to love. That's why he went to Jared. Pandora, Omega, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Thank you.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Prince music. I saw something online on Saturday, one of my trades for the radio business, suggesting that over the previous 24 hours, a quick survey by these people running this website showed that the amount of Prince music that was played after his death increased 20-fold.
On iTunes, it was the number 1 through 10 song.
Yeah.
The album's being downloaded. I mean, he sold millions of albums over the weekend. It's huge. And you know what? None of his music is available on Spotify, Apple Music.
Right.
Why is that?
Or Pandora. He pulled it several years ago, all of the streaming services. So the only way you can get Prince is to buy it. You can buy it on iTunes, but you cannot stream it on Apple Music.
Huh. Yeah. And after he got screwed over with his own name for so long, he just took all of the control back.
Yeah. Good. All right, so here is Aretha Franklin weighing in on Prince's passing.
Wait till you hear this one.
It's such a blow. It's really surreal. It's just kind of unbelievable. I was coming out of my hotel, and the doorman stopped me and asked me, had I heard about Prince? And it just blew me away. Unbelievable. But he was such an original. He was definitely an original and a one of a kind. There truly was only one Prince. You know, young adults and adults loved Prince, and there was a mystique about him. You saw him here and there. You didn't see him a lot on TV, but you saw him here and there, and he just had a mystique about him that kind of made you want to know a little more about him.
Now, she didn't say it there, but she thinks, and she was speculating on whether Prince died from the Zika virus.
Yeah, she originally had said that, and I don't think she had any... Yeah.
When they started talking about the flu-like symptoms,
No.
She said, I'm wondering if it has anything to do with this Zika virus thing.
Okay, next. On The Voice,
thanks, Aretha.
Adam Levine and Blake Shelton, all four of them, shared their thoughts about
it. I'm still wrapping my head around it. This one really hurts, you know. Like, it's not only someone that I absolutely idolize in so many ways, but it's somebody that I knew on a personal level and shared some pretty amazing experiences with. So I'm still kind of negotiating all those feelings in my mind. It's hard to be asked about that kind of right as it happened. But he's really, I think everybody knows what he is and what he's been to all of us over the years, and I'm going to miss him. And I love the guy, and
okay, this guy's
I'm really shocked.
Of course, we were all finding out that he had been sick for a week or two, maybe. And I wasn't even aware of that. And why would we be?
The papers
sick a lot, you know. So I think it probably came out of nowhere for everybody.
This is stupid.
I don't think it's
what else have we got? Well, let's see if Pharrell Williams and Christina Aguilera are smart enough to say.
Just offered, like, the idea of how we really have to just cherish, like, the people that we love and respect and look up to. We have to cherish them while they're here, because you just never know. You don't get a notice. The only notice you get is when it's too late. You know, that guy is still special. You know, his music's unbelievable.
He's kind of this person. All right, enough. This is
I love this guy. He's a great guy.
These guys have nothing to say. I mean, Blake Shelton didn't know that he was sick. For God's sakes, where has he been, under a rock for a week?
Well, I mean, nobody knew he had the flu until he died.
Sure you did. I knew he had the flu.
You did?
I said it on the air, yes. I said it, I think, the second or third day after the event, and when the plane landed. I didn't know until later, though, that he didn't go to the hotel. He wouldn't go into the hospital because they wouldn't give him a private room. So he just they gave him a shot and sent him home.
It's really it's scary. But apparently his people were the ones. I was watching the report on TMZ this weekend.
Yeah.
His people were like, all right, that's it. We're pulling him.
Yeah.
My left arm has it easier. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I love to lift weights. I'm right-handed, so if I do exercises that call for me to use one arm at a time, I start with my right arm. And it hit me one day when I was doing one-arm curls that my left arm has it way easier. Not because my arms are disproportionate, but because once I complete a set with my right arm, I now know it's definitely possible for me to do it with my left. It doesn't make the weight lighter, it only makes my mind know I can do it. And isn't that a lot like life? When we know we can do something, it's easier for us to follow through and do it. But the truth is, human potential is limitless. Your potential is limitless. Know that you can do anything. See yourself do it in your mind, and then go do it. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price. Starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker. Starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSF Nuclear 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charges.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Sunshine, 34 FDR here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden gaining control. When you go into the restaurant, you trust the chef to cook you a tasty meal, right? When you fly, you trust the pilot to get you to your destination. When you have surgery, you trust the doctor not to do any harm. When you're listening to the radio, you want to listen to us tell you what people are talking about, what people are thinking, and we want to know what you're thinking as well. Twitter at Good Day Show is a constant live conversation now, and Facebook.com/Good Day. The conversation about Prince continues. Lots and lots of people want to be heard, so that's okay. Tell us what your favorite Prince tune was on Twitter. That'd be fine. In terms of the political establishment and the political realities of this week, five different, I think it's five, isn't it? Five primaries tomorrow. that will see Trump move ahead, I think, and so will Mrs. Clinton move ahead. I think it's pretty interesting to see how the Republican Party still pushes back on Trump, even though, I saw a stat, 64% of all registered Republicans said that they support Trump, and yet you hear from the news media and some of the insiders politically, oh, only 37% say they would support Trump in a general election. Well, what is the data here? Who's right and who's wrong? Who do you believe when it comes to the information? I thought it was interesting also that the Republicans are angry at Trump because of his anti-establishment persona. They say he's depriving the party of valuable voter data. Say it again, Doug. Voter data. Valuable voter data by self-funding his campaign. Trump has been asked over and over again by the Republicans, okay, you have to give us some stats. And he said, why do I have to give you stats? Well, because we need to know. And Trump says, why do you need to know? And, well, because we need to keep track of what you're doing. He said, no, you don't. I'm not giving you anything. They've been trying to find out, you know, his air travel because of the he's got a 757, and his kids are flying around, and I think in the old 727, he's still got two planes. He's got a helicopter or two. And you know what? The one thing I find very interesting is that that's how Trump's brand is remembered in people's name. That Trump name on the planes, the Trump name on the buildings, that's when they hear Trump. I mean, how many other people have you ever heard of in your life whose name was Trump? I didn't ever hear anybody named Trump. No. Kind of like Obama.
Right.
You've heard plenty of people named Clinton, people who are named Kasich is kind of unique. Cruz, there are plenty of Cruz. Cruz, there are a dime a dozen. I don't know, Rubio's. I'm just thinking about some of the politicians whose names stand out. But most of the research suggests that his image is burnished by having that Trump logo. And as a matter of fact, some of the people complaining to Mrs. Clinton say, well, we don't have anything like that. Really? You have a man who was president for 8 years helping you run. Is there anybody more iconic than Bill Clinton? I don't think there's any more iconic. Certainly, when it comes to ex-presidents, there's nobody more iconic than Bill Clinton.
Right, and that's true. But I think the best thing is Trump, Clinton doesn't have a brand, and Trump has been a branding genius. Yeah. And so his branding and his marketing is why it's, you know, you were just mentioning, Doug, about Sears, and all I keep thinking of is how great Target is. And Target is all about branding.
Yeah.
So it's, if you brand, I mean, that's the world we live in.
Well, it is brand. It's radio, television, advertising.
Yeah.
Getting the name out there and as many impressions as possible. What's the old expression? I don't care what you say as long as you spell my name right. And I think that in the main focus, maybe, but once in a while, it takes a long time to build up a brand and very short amount of time to destroy it. If you have somebody that, you know, I mean, a brand you respect, and yet you hear, I guess Chipotle is a pretty good example of that. Look at how they've fallen off the horse since the three or four different incidents of salmonella or whatever the problem was in a couple of the stores. They've lost huge market share. I hope they didn't give it over to Taco Bell. But anyway,
I just ate there this past weekend.
Taco Bell? Chipotle.
Chipotle.
All right, so what Victoria's just saying, one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com today is the story of those 78 Sears stores, Kmart stores that are closing. They are liquidating everything. This is one of the saddest stories in retailing, and I think Americana, because Sears, more than Kmart, I don't think Kmart, there's no real Americana attached to that, but certainly Sears is a brand name that has meant something to generations upon generations upon generations. So the story suggesting that all these stores are going to close down in the next couple of months, Sears Holding is run by a hedge fund that's controlled by a guy named Ed Lambert. Lambert bought the Kmarts when they were doing badly. He bought Kmart because it was a good real estate play. What a lot of people don't realize is that in many circumstances, either the malls they're located in, there are long-term leases that are worth a lot of money, or if they are on self-standing, if they are on a property that they own, the real estate is very valuable as well. So the Kmarts were, for the, how long would you say, Rich? I mean, I don't know, Victoria, where you shop or what your shopping preferences are. I kind of know what Rich's are.
I remember Kmart when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was cheap. 70s, yeah.
Right, but it was cheap. It was always cheap clothing, cheap.
Remember?
Right, yeah, yeah. Cheap, 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 cheap. Sort of the same cheap that Walmart is today, but cheaper.
The only thing I ever got from Kmart, which I think everyone in my generation can relate to, Martha Stewart dorm bedding.
Yes. Okay. Martha Stewart was connected with Kmart. You're right about that.
Yep. So towels, bedding, sheep, all that stuff. Yeah.
But then the Sears store, though.
And then she left. I think she left Kmart.
Yeah, she did. I think her brand was associated with
She went to prison.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So Kmart has always been a crap can store, but Sears hasn't. Sears, the catalog started them 60 years ago, and then they developed into a retail store that you could trust for all kinds of things, whether it was even clothing, whether it was soft goods, hard goods, refrigerators, all the tools that they have. I know that I've spent a lot of time and a lot of money. When I redid my house, 10 years ago, whenever it was, I bought all new appliances, and they were all Sears products because they were good. And so we all have seen everything fall apart. About 80 stores are going to close starting next week. Let's see here. They're going to offer, starting this weekend, big store sales. For example, in Alabama, they're closing a store in Oxford, Birmingham, Decatur, Homewood, and Mobile. Those of you listening on the Mobile station and in Birmingham, you can go to the Kmart there, and they're going to clean it out to the walls. Clean the stores right up. Yeah. So Lambert's going to sell these stores off. Arizona, those of you, Nogales, you can hear us there.
You know what's interesting? Kmart.
Arkansas, they're closing the Little Rock Sears store. Good God. Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
They will still have 900 Sears and 700 Kmart stores.
There's plenty of stores, but it's just indicative. Wherever they can't turn a profit, and they've been trying to, they just close the store.
Here.
So all the complete list of the stores closing and the dates of the sales we have posted for you in the What's New department at DougStephan.com.
One of the comments in the... in the article I'm reading, was that Kmart has been left behind by more nimble discounters.
Yeah.
And one of the things you notice over the past 10, 15 years is that when you walk into a store in, early August, you cannot buy a pair of shorts.
No.
Winter coats and ski jackets are there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they basically transfer over to the new season like a month or two ahead of time, because that's how long it takes for them to get from the manufacturing to the delivery to setting it up in all the stores.
I think that's true in all retail
at all.
No, but I think that's true. Let me give you.
That's Doug's right. That's every retail store. Yeah. You can't buy a pair of shorts.
That's what I'm saying.
June.
The whole retail system
is crazy.
They work 3 months in advance of what your life
is. You get the spring stuff in January when it's like 90 below zero.
Yeah.
I need to be put in January. Luck, man.
Yeah. But the people who are best at not doing that are TJ Maxx, Marshalls. Meredith and I went into the home goods store last night because we bought a bed, and then we were buying some other things and dishes and that kind of stuff. And I've never been in. I think I went in once, but I don't know what they stand for. Meredith's a magnificent shopper, and so she knows what all these stores stand for. So we went in, and she said, well, you may find something good. It'll be a pig and a poke. And we did. We bought some stuff in there. But looking around at the home goods is run by TJ Maxx.
Right.
How smart... And I don't say that because the guy who founded TJ Maxx actually founded, the idea came from my father and him, and they were playing golf one day, and that's where the idea came from. And 40 some odd years later, look at what these people have. This is an amazing story. Just amazing story. The guy's name was Ben Camerata. Came from Brooklyn. He's 75, 76 years old, 77 now, still very active at TJ Maxx, but he's the one who was responsible for growing it to where they are. He made the decision to go after Marshalls and buy them and keep the brand. There's some online site that they control as well, and the housewares and that kind of stuff. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because just as we were talking about how Kmart was so out of touch, those guys are retailers. They don't want to own the land. They don't want to own anything. They want to do nothing except sell. And they understand the retail business. They're all tradesmen, the people who are schooled in buying things. And that's the whole, I mean, they've set this thing up, but they studied it. They've done extraordinary. They and Target, as far as I'm concerned, are the models for mid-level retailer.
Well, the other thing that's amazing about TJ Maxx, they're almost impenetrable to Amazon because you can't get the stuff on Amazon that you can get by browsing through TJ Maxx, where they've aggregated all this stuff from other stores. Uh-huh. And so Amazon couldn't even tackle that if they wanted to.
Really?
So that's the genius of TJ Maxx. Yeah, it's true. And Target's the same way with those. They have, like H&M, they have targeted, they have special collections and collaborations that you can only get in the store.
You get the max for the minimum. I thought that was a great slogan. So anyway, that story with all the Kmarts and Sears stores that are closing, you can find them listed at DougStephan.com, where the question that you can pursue Facebook and at Good Day Tweets at Good Day Show, what's the best tribute to Prince that you have seen or heard thus far? There are tons of them. 46 past the hour as we continue here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. this first-ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Victoria Keelan following this with me. All of us are into technology. There are some new pet collars because so many pets go missing every year. I know our friend Warren Eckstein, Victoria, is going to be very interested in this. And these are being used on dogs and cats. Is that it?
Yes, they actually now have GPS cat collars, and there are a whole bunch on the marketplace right now. But, you know, a staggering statistic that I found over the weekend, over 10 million pets go missing every year in the U.S., and if your dog or cat is one of them, there's only a 10% chance you will ever see your pet again.
Oh, my God, really?
That's the most depressing thing besides Prince's death. That is just horrible. So GPS cat and dog collars are really important, and I know people don't want to spend a lot of money, but there are really affordable options. And if you think about what the alternative could be, then, you know, basic ones like made by Tracker, which clips onto the collar, starts at $30, and it comes with an app. There's no monthly subscription fee. It's just the price of the actual GPS tracker. And then there are new high-tech options that are coming out this fall where you can actually check in on your pet during the day. And
really?
it gives you data on your pet, how many hours your pet spends
napping. So, Richie, you can watch your dog sleep during the course of the day.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
pretty much
I mean,
what
you
they
can.
Do.
You can. It tells you if your pet is exploring the house, napping, barking, whatever. So, and that's more of a high tech option. That's starting at $169, and that's the Nuzzle collar, which is a really great high tech collar that's coming out this fall. So, lots of stuff in between $30 to $169. You can find a price point pretty much for every budget. And
all right.
Keeping your pet safe is number one.
Yes, it is. That's That's a great idea. So we might post these things as ideas either on Facebook, I suppose. This would be an interesting Twitter. Well, how about if we do it? Didn't we set up an Instagram account over the weekend?
I believe, yes, I believe that is happening. Yeah. So all of this will be all over our social media.
All over. Everywhere.
Yes.
You name
everywhere.
It. It's like manure on the farm. It's everywhere. we'll continue with a focus on Airbnb redesigning. It's having a moment here. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
There are now travel tips and recommendations for users when it comes to Airbnb. I was thinking about renting my house out in California, as a matter of fact, using Airbnb. Seems to be the preferred. Everybody's using it, no matter whether you're here or around the world. And then Meredith pointed out, well, what about your radio studio? What's going to be left of that after you? I thought, okay, I think I'll pass, thanks.
Anyway,
so this is a new app. What do we have here?
Airbnb, which has been gaining in popularity over the last few years, they've redesigned their app. And so now it's kind of a one-stop shopping for researching vacation spots. You can find out how expensive it is to vacation in a certain spot. And the guidebooks, which is the newest feature, that's actually put together and curated by the Airbnb hosts. So they're really trying to create a sense of community. And it's, people are labeling it, it's a little hipster, but, you know, hey, it's cool. And you can get a great deal. In some, most cases, you can stay at a house or an apartment cheaper than a hotel room. So Airbnb is really pushing to keep everybody on their app. And it's going after direct competition like Yelp and Lonely Planet and a number of other travel
Lonely
sites.
Lonely Planet? I never heard of that one.
Yeah, Lonely Planet's a travel site, yeah.
Really?
It's an app and a travel site, yeah. I love Airbnb. I'm new to it, but I really, really like it. It's tough in New York City. It's outlawed, but in other places, it's great. I think Airbnb is here to stay for sure.
All right. So there's a new startup that's aimed at trying to tell or work over the problems that drones are presenting, new way to keep the drones and the planes from colliding after that incident at Heathrow last week. Do we feel better about this? Because we'll feel better about flying around. We'll look out the window and see a drone. Maybe the pilot of the plane can shoot it down or something.
This is a company called SkySafe, and I'm really encouraged by this because you and I, Doug, had talked just recently about the British Airways with the drone crashing into the plane. And in here in New York, they shoot birds to to keep them from colliding with planes. Yeah. So SkySafe is a great new company.
All right. Large clients want to protect your, not just planes, but office parks and other places. Mm-hmm. Where they don't want drones flying around. I don't want any drones over my place. I shoot them down. Blam, blam, blam. Thank you, ma'am. Blam, blam, thank you, ma'am. 59 after here on Good Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.